It was a new greeting, and so none of us knew how to respond.
这是一个新的问候，所以我们不知道怎么回答。
If I had said good morning or peace, brothers and sisters, there would have been a resounding response.
我跟大家说早，大家都会回应。
It is good to be with you on this Sunday morning.
在主日早晨，我们可以相聚，何等的美好。
And I just wanted to start the time by saying God is good.
我要开始说神真好。
I was so touched by Elliot's picking of this song.
当 Elliot 弟兄选这首诗歌，我心里面很受感动。
Now, one thing about Elliot is he's pretty faithful and pretty on top of things.
Elliot 弟兄的特点就是他很忠心，而且呢，他每件事情他都可以做得好。
So about a week ago, he asked if I knew what song I would like to sing this morning.
所以一个礼拜之前他就来问我说今天要唱什么诗歌
Now I'm about as opposite of Elliot as you can be
我跟 Elliot 弟兄是完全相反的
I still didn't know as of yesterday morning what song I wanted us to share this morning
甚至到昨天早晨我还不知道说应该今天要唱什么诗歌
But what I do know is the Lord is good
但是我知道的是神真好
And all week, even though I didn't know what the Lord wanted for me to share this week, the Holy Spirit was speaking both to myself and to our brother.
虽然我这一个礼拜我一直在寻求，但是不知道交通什么，可是圣灵还是对我跟我的弟兄说话。
And it was really his picking of the song that gave me the word for today.
是他先选了这首诗歌，所以主就借这个把今天给我的话语赐给我。
Isn't that a beautiful picture?Of how the Lord works.
这是不是主工作一幅美好的图画呢
You know, even the tune of this song has a spiritual background to it.
甚至这首诗歌的曲调有一个属灵的背景
As Elliot shared, it's an American hymn.
像 Elliot 弟兄说的，这是一首美国诗歌
And it is called the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
这是一个共和的一个征战的诗歌
And it was written on the eve of the American Civil War.
这是在美国内战之前的前夕所写的。
And this tune was to a song that was speaking about judgment.
这首诗歌的歌曲是根据一个诗歌是说是一个审判的诗歌。
Judging the United States for the evil sin of slavery.
来为着美国有这样子有黑奴的这样的一个罪恶的审判
And the hymn writer compared the scourge of that time with the 400 years between Israel's between Malachi and the New Testament
所以诗歌的作者就来以这段时间跟从马拉基书到新约开始的这段400年的时间来相比
And as we've been sharing recently We're in a silent time right now in our history.
就像我们最近交通的，在我们处在一个神不说话、一个安静的时间里面。
Many of you have not been here. I wanted to spend just maybe a couple minutes in review of what I've shared the last couple times I've been here.
我愿意花几分钟的时间来复习我前几次交通的。
What we have seen is in the Old Testament, the people of Israel returned from captivity and they went back to their normal lifestyle.
在旧约，当以色列人从被掳归回以后呢，他们就像往常的一样的生活。
And they became proud when they returned to Jerusalem.
当他们回到耶路撒冷，他们就开始骄傲了。
And in their pride, they rejected God.
在他们的骄傲的里面，他们就拒绝了神。
In their pride, they had no interest in the things of God.
在他们的骄傲的里面，他们对神的事情没有毫无兴趣。
And in response to this, the Lord brought discipline.
主要对这个有回应，所以神就管教他们。
It's one of the harshest forms of discipline that we will ever endure.
这是神极严厉的管教。
And that is, the Lord went silent.
那就是神不说话了。
For 400 years, God did not speak to his people.
有400年的时间，神不对他的儿女们，对他的百姓说话。
But again, we come back to this phrase, God is good.
但是我们回到这句话说，神真好。
He began looking for people that had humble and contrite hearts.
他就在开始寻找有忧伤痛悔心的人。
And he found Elizabeth and Zechariah.
他就找到了以利沙伯跟撒加利亚。
Mary and Joseph.
找到了玛利亚和约瑟。
As Brother Elliot shared, shepherds, wise men.
他就找到了这群牧羊人或者是这些东方博士。
It only takes a few with humble hearts that the Lord can use.
主只要需要得着一些很少数的人，他们有谦卑的心，主就可以用。
And when he found those humble and contrite hearts, the Lord said, now I can come as the Son of Man.
当主看到有一些谦卑，而且他们愿意悔改的心，主就说我可以来。
To save man from his sin.
来拯救人从罪恶里面出来。
To save man from his wretched ways.
从人的这样一个堕落，一个毁坏的情形里面被拯救出来。
And that's been a little bit about what I've shared the last few times I've been here.
这就是我前几次交通的一个总结。
And this morning I wanted to focus on this word, humility.
今天早晨我愿意来注意次在这句话上，就是谦卑。
But that was the key for the Lord's first coming.
那这就是主第一次来的时候的一个关键字。
And it's going to be the key to his second coming.
这也是主第二次来的关键字。
This is why this song is so good.
那这就是为什么这首诗歌非常好。
Because the Lord is coming.
因为主要来了。
And we see it all around us. The prophecies have been complete, as Elliot has said.
我们像弟兄刚才说的，主来之前的预言都已经应验了。
The Lord could return before the love feast today.
主今天可以在我们暗宴之前就可以来。
We may not have another meal.
也许我们不会再有另外一餐。
I hope that's exciting for you.
我希望对你来讲，如果是这样，你心里面很兴奋。
I hope noodles and rice don't have such a hold on us that we want to wait until after the love feast.
我想你们不要为着这些饭食，为着饭啊面啊抓住我们的心，所以我们还想要等吃下一顿饭。
This should be exciting for us.
主要来实在对我们来讲是让我们很兴奋的。
But notice what this song says. His coming is but a whisper.
但是这首诗歌说他的来临呢是要借着一些微声细语。
It's happening right now and it's happening very quietly.
他现在就在发生，而且呢是主用轻声细语来对我们说话。
The Lord is whispering to your heart right now. I want to come into your heart.
主对你的心说微小的声音说我要进到你的心里。
He's whispering, I want to return and gather my people unto myself.
他对你轻声细语的说我要来回来把我的儿女们聚集在一起。
But you know who can't hear a whisper?
你知道有什么人能够听到这些微声吗？
Someone who's proud.
那不能听到微声的原因是因为他们很骄傲。
Have you ever been around a proud person?
你有没有遇见一些很骄傲的人呢？
You have because you're proud.
你一定有，因为你就是骄傲的。
And all of you have seen a proud person.
我们每一位都见过很骄傲的人。
Because you're looking at me right now.
因为你现在就在看我。
We are proud, proud people.
我们都是非常骄傲的人。
But the Lord wants us to be humble.
但是神愿意我们谦卑。
Because when we're humble, we can hear what he's saying.
因为只有当我们谦卑的时候，我们才能够听到主对我们说话。
And I'm going to give probably several examples this morning of pride, and may the Lord cover this because I want to establish this fact. I am proud.
我要讲到骄傲的许多的例子，愿主的宝血来遮盖，因为我要讲明陈明一件事情，就是说我是骄傲的。
So if I use examples, just know I'm talking about myself.
所以我如果用一些例子的话，那请大家知道说我是讲我自己。
But as a teacher, sometimes I deal with proud students.
但是我是一个老师，我有时候对着一些很骄傲的学生。
And I'll have that student that is used to making 100s, and if they're a bad day, maybe a 99.
有些人成绩非常好，他总是考100分，他不太好的时候他就考99分。
Well, they come to my class and they make their first 89.
但他到我的班上呢，他第一次他拿到89分。
And they come make a meeting and they say, I need to find out what I'm doing wrong in your class.
那他就来跟我来面谈，说我到底做错了什么。
And I start giving them little hints of what would be helpful.
所以我就给他一些提示，对他有帮助。
And I can tell they don't hear a word I'm saying.
但是我可以听知道说我讲的一句话他们都没有听进去。
Because they've already established I'm a 99/100 student.
但是因为他们心里面就想说我就是99分100分的学生嘛。
And if I'm making an 89, the fault is with the teacher.
如果我只考89分一定是你的错。
I've even gone so far as to tell them exactly what's on the test the next time.
我甚至来告诉他们说下一次的考试要考什么。
But they're so busy judging me for being a bad teacher, they don't even hear the secret.
但是他们这样很忙碌的来论断这个老师，所以呢，他们根本没有听到这个考试里面的提示。
And they'll come back with an 88.
那下一次就考到88分。
And they say, what happened here?
他说到底怎么回事呢
And I'll say, don't you know I told you what was on the test?
我就告诉他说你难道不知道说我已经提示你下一次考试要考什么吗
And that 88 won't reach that 90 level until they have a humble and a contrite heart.
那这88分他没有办法考到90分除非他有一个谦卑一个悔改的心
How foolish. They're talking to the teacher who has all the answers.
那他们对于这个跟老师谈话，他有老师有所有的答案，但是他们自己很愚蠢。
But we're so proud we don't hear the very answer we're looking for.
但是常常我们是这样的骄傲，所以我们没有听见我们所需要听见的答案。
So that's what we're talking about this morning. This pride that causes us not to hear, not to see.
那这就是我们今天早上要谈的，就是这个骄傲来让我们听不见、看不见。
So I'd like to start with a few verses.
我要先读几处的圣经。
If we could turn to Psalm 51, verse 16.
诗篇51篇16节。
Psalm 51, verse 16.
诗篇51篇16节。
It's a very, famous psalm. This was a psalm written by David after his sin with Bathsheba was exposed.
这是一篇非常有名的诗篇，是大卫与拔示巴犯罪以后所写的诗歌。
King David had committed adultery.
大卫王犯了奸淫的罪。
King David had killed the man who was married to Bathsheba.
大卫王也杀了拔示巴的丈夫。
Discipline came in the form of losing his son from this adulterous affair.
那因这个结果，那大卫就失去了他的儿子。
And as painful as it was, it humbled David.
虽然这是一个非常沉痛的一个惨痛的教训，但是他让大卫心谦卑了。
And David was a man after God's own heart.
我们知道大卫是合神心意的人。
And David was blessed by God.
神也何等的赐福给大卫。
David could give anything to God. He could give 5,000 bulls in sacrifice.
大卫可以来为神献祭，来献5,000只的公牛。
But David was so humbled by his sin.That he prayed this prayer.
但是大卫他因为犯罪，他自己就非常的自卑、谦卑了，所以他就来写这首诗篇。
And he says in Psalm 51:16, "For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with burnt offering." Verse 17: "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise."
16节，你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱我就献上，燔祭你也不喜悦。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
And if you can turn quickly, you can. If not, you can just listen Psalm 138, verse 6.
诗篇138篇第六节。
Psalm 138, verse 6 says, "For though the Lord is high,He regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar.
138篇第六节，耶和华虽高，仍看顾低微的人，他却从远处看出骄傲的人。
Turn to the New Testament, 1 Peter, chapter 5.
翻到新约，彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5, two verses 6 and 7.
第六节第七节。
And again, let's focus on this word, humility.
我们注意这个字谦卑。
1 Peter 5, 6 says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your cares on him, because he cares for you.
第六节，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Now I want to stop there for a second because I'm curious. How many of you have ever heard verse 7 before? Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you.
我想先问大家一个问题，有多少人听过第七节，要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们？
Raise your hand if you've heard that verse before.
如果你听过这节圣经，请你举手。
That's a great verse.
非常美好的一节圣经。
I promise you, you can use that this week.
我保证你这个礼拜可以用到这节圣经。
Especially those of you, us going back to school, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you.
特别是我们要回到学校，我们要把所有的忧虑来卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
All of you that know grammar, was that the full sentence?
如果你知道文法，你知道这是一节完整的句子吗？
The full sentence starts in verse 6.Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you.
但是这一句话是从第六节开始的，他说要自卑伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
We need to be very careful not to pick and choose verses that make us feel good.
我们必须要很小心，不要只挑自己喜欢的经节来读。
How many of us, middle of this week, are going to come back and maybe say to our parents or maybe say to our wife or our husband, you know, I casted all my cares upon him, but he didn't care for me.
但是到这个礼拜中间的时候，也许有人会说，我的父母对我的父母或者是配偶说，我已经把我的忧虑卸给神，可是他没有顾念我啊。
Maybe that's when your dad and mom look at you and say, because you're proud.
也许你的爸妈就会对你说，看着你，对你说，因为你太骄傲了。
Maybe that's when your wife turns to you and says, it's because you're proud.
也许你的妻子对你说你太骄傲了。
Maybe it's when a brother and sister looks at you and says, it's because you're proud.
也许是你的弟兄姐妹对你说你太骄傲了。
Now, that may not have caused you any unsettled feeling when I just said that.
那这个对你来说，也许我这样说你也没什么感觉。
But I especially want to speak to you spouses right now.
但是我对于配偶来讲，对你们来说话。
I want you to think of either your wife or your husband.
我来愿意来想想你的丈夫或妻子。
It's Wednesday night. Pretend it's Wednesday night.
假设我们现在是礼拜三的晚上。
And you've had a hard day.
你有一天非常不容易难过的一天。
And you're sharing with your spouse your hard day and how unfair the day was.
那你对你的配偶讲说，哎，今天真难啊，多么对我多不公平啊。
I want you to have that picture in your head.
我希望你来想象这件事情。
And now I want you to picture your spouse saying, well, the problem with you is you are proud.
但是你的配偶会对着你说，你今天所遭遇到所有的问题，这是因为你太骄傲了。
Now I want you to think how you're going to respond to that.
你要想想看你怎么样来反应呢
？At that point, do you look at your spouse and say, "That's why I married you"?
那你会对你的太太这样子的说一个讽刺的话，说，哎，那就是为什么我娶你或嫁给你
？I love you for your honesty.
我很高兴的说，我爱你是因为你很诚实。
You make me a better person.
你让我成为一个更好的人。
Or is your first thought?What are you talking about?
或者是你第一个反应是说你到底在说什么啊
？If you want to play that game, I can tell you how proud you are.
如果你要这样来跟我讲话的话，我可以告诉你说你其实也是非常骄傲的。
But maybe we're too righteous for that.
也许我们都太觉得自己自义了。
Instead, we just get quiet.
也许我们就不说话了。
And we ignore our spouse for the rest of the evening.
所以那个晚上我就不理我的配偶了。
The reason I went into so much depth with that story is because we need to know we are proud.
我要花时间讲这件事情，是因为我们必须要知道我们就是一个骄傲的人。
It may come in the form of a spouse.
也许从我们的配偶我们可以来看见。
It may come in the form of a teacher.
从我们的老师我们可以来知道。
It may come in the form of our parents.
从我们的父母我们可以来听见。
But maybe even the Lord is tugging at our heart this morning and say, please humble yourself.
但也许主对我们的心今天早上就跟我们说话说请你来谦卑一点吧。
I don't want to say this, but if you're not a proud person, feel free to go to sleep.
我不太愿意讲这个，但是如果你不觉得你是骄傲的人，那你现在就可以打瞌睡。
Because that's what we're going to be talking about for the next hour.
因为接下来一个钟头，我们就是要讲这件事情。
But hopefully we are all alert to this fact of our sin.
但希望我们每个人都很警醒，知道我们每个人的罪。
But if the Lord exposes it to us and we repent, oh, He can use us mightily.
但是如果神他光照我们，我们也悔改，神就可以用大能来拯救我们。
It says several places in the scripture, God opposes the proud, but favors the humble.
在圣经多处的讲到说，神阻挡骄傲的人，但赐恩给谦卑的人。
Maybe this morning we ask this question, do we want to be favored by God, or do we want to be opposed?
那我们今天早晨来问大家一个问题，你要在神面前蒙恩吗？还是要被神来阻挡？
So this is our turning point this morning.
所以这就是今天早晨我们的一个转折点。
We're either going to want to be convicted, or we're going to want to ignore this word of pride.
对于这个骄傲这件事情，早晨我们是不是可以被光照呢？然后或者是我们就拒绝这件事情。
So let's ask the Lord to soften our hearts just for a moment in prayer.
愿我们借着祷告，让主来柔软我们的心。
Lord, this word of pride has slowed us down in our walk with you.
主啊，常常是因为骄傲来让我们跟随你的脚步，受到阻碍，受到迟缓。
Pride has kept us from hearing from you.
骄傲让我们听不见你的声音。
Lord, if there's a proud bone in our body, we pray that you would break it this morning.
主啊，若我们里面有这个骄傲的骨头，我们早上求你把它折断。
And like King David was able to hear, that we would see we are the man.
像大卫一样，我们可以看见说，我就是那人。
Lord, we want to approach you with a humble and a contrite heart.
我们愿意有一个忧伤痛悔的心来到你面前。
Do speak to us this morning.
愿你早晨对我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to read one more story just as a little bit of backdrop. It's not as familiar as the other stories I'm going to share, so I just want to read it. It's in Luke chapter 2.
还要读一段的故事，可能大家不是非常熟悉，在路加福音第二章。
And I don't know if Elliot got my notes somehow, or if the Lord just spoke to him. Maybe he asked Jack for the notes, and he knew. But this is the story of Simeon and Anna.
我不晓得Elliot 弟兄是不是看见我的讲章，然后或者是问了 Jack 弟兄，那其实没有哈 ，No。那就要讲到西面跟亚拿。
Luke chapter 2, verse 25 through 38.
路加福音第二章二十五节到三十八节。
And I just want you to hear the story of these two humble servants of the Lord.
我就要给你们看看这两个在神面前谦卑仆人他们的情形。
This is on the eve of Jesus coming to the temple as a child.
这就是主他要主的主耶稣奉献，因为把他带到圣殿来奉献之前的夜晚。
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law,He took him up in his arms, blessed God, and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him.And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and went as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. Coming up at that hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him, all who were waiting for the redemption of Israel.
路加福音二章二十五节，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照着你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。孩子的父母因论这耶稣的这话就稀奇，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。又有女先知名叫亚拿，是亚瑟支派法内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈，从做童女出嫁的时候同丈夫住了七年就寡居了，现在已经84岁，并不离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。正当那时，她近前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
This is the story of Simeon and Anna.
这就是西面和亚拿的故事。
Two that were put in very humble positions.
这两个人神把他们放在一个非常谦卑的地位。
And we're going to come back to their story in a few minutes. But I want to lay some groundwork first.
我先要来讲讲这个背景。
We're talking about pride this morning.
我们今天讲到骄傲。
And we need to know the condition of ourselves in this matter of pride.
我们必须要知道我们自己对这个骄傲的这种情形。
Each one of us in here experiences the cycle of pride.
我们每一个人都经历过这个骄傲的一个循环。
We're going to see it in the Old Testament, and we're going to see it in our lives today.
我们在旧约里面可以看见，在我们每个人生活里面，我们也都可以看见。
And this is what the cycle looks like.
这个循环要看起来像是这个样子的。
We enter into prosperity.
我们非常的富足。
It may be any type of prosperity.
可能是各样的富足，很丰盛。
And we look at this prosperity, and we look at ourselves, and we become proud.
我们看见我们所有一切的丰富，我们就开始骄傲。
This pride causes us sometimes to offend others.
这个骄傲让我们会有时候会得罪一些人。
Ignore others.
或者是呢，就是忽略了一些人。
Or at the very least, it causes us to walk away from God.
那最起码的，这个骄傲让我们从神的面前离开了。
And this puts us in some form of peril.
这就让我们放在一个非常危险的情形。
And this peril.Often leads to punishment.
那因为我们在这危险的情形里面，那有时候就会遭遇到神的审判，神的责罚。
This peril and punishment becomes severe enough that we repent.
那这个危险或是像神的责罚，到一个很严重的地步，那我们就开始悔改。
And we become poor in spirit.
那我们就变成灵里面非常贫穷的人。
And when we're humble and poor in spirit, often we're prospered.
那如果说我们是邻里贫穷而且谦卑的话，那常常神就叫我们丰富起来。
And that prosperity leads to what?
那这个丰富让我们带到什么呢？
Pride.
就是丰富以后让我们骄傲了。
And this is why it's a cycle.
这就是为什么是一个循环。
We have prosperity. It works in English with the P's. Sorry, I couldn't work out the Chinese for you.
这几个字在英文都是 P 开头的。
We have prosperity.
很丰富。
Leading to pride,
就很骄傲
leading to peril,
那很危险
leading to punishment,
神就责罚我们
and hopefully poor in spirit.
然后我们就变成灵里贫穷
and then the cycle continues.
然后这个循环就重新开始
Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like treadmills.
我不晓得你是怎么样，但我不喜欢在那运动的这个走步机上走。
It's a lot of work getting nowhere.
因为花了很多力气，你哪里都去不了。
I don't like this pride cycle.
我也不喜欢这个很骄傲的这个循环。
It's almost as though we don't want prosperity because it's only going to lead to pride.
好像我们不愿意得到丰富，因为这样就会变成很骄傲了。
But we'll find that we can avoid this cycle as we continue to share this morning.
但是我们借着早上的交通，我们可以避免说在这循环的里面一直来重复。
Now, just so you know that I'm not making this up, we see this all in the Old Testament.
我要告诉你们，我不是我发明这些事情，在旧约里面好多事情都是这样说的。
Adam and Eve were very prosperous.
因为亚当和夏娃他们本来很丰富的。
But that only led Eve to think, you know what? Maybe I do want to be like God because I am kind of good enough.
那也许这就让夏娃就很骄傲地说，哎，我希望像神一样，因为我蛮好的，我希望更好。
Which led to the peril of disobedience.
那这就是带他到一个不顺服的危险里面。
Which led to the punishment of being sent out of the Garden of Eden.
所以神就来审判，来责罚他们，让他们离开伊甸园。
We see it in the story of Noah. The people became prosperous. They started rejoicing in their prosperity. They sinned, which led to pride, which led to peril, punishment, etc.
在挪亚的世代也是这样，因为人很丰富，就骄傲了，所以神就来审判他们。
I wrote many of these down. We could talk over and over, but the classic example is the book of Judges.
那一个非常典型的例子就在士师记。
Now, many of you have read Judges recently, or are about to read Judges.
有些弟兄姐妹在读士师记，或者很快要读。
Ah, the people of Israel are prosperous in their new land.
以色列人，神带他们到新的一个产业的里面，所以他们就很丰富。
We have our own land, we have everything cared for, we don't need God.
我们有我们自己的土地，那也很多的出产，我们不需要神。
The enemies encroach.
所以仇敌就来进来了。
Their pride had led to this peril.
所以他们的骄傲就带他们到危险的情形里面。
And then the punishment came.
所以神就来责罚他们。
And what did the people of Israel do after the punishment?
当神来管教他们以后，那以色列人做什么呢？
They repented.
他们就悔改了。
They were humbled.
他们就自卑了。
And then they were saved and they became prosperous again.
神就打发士师来拯救他们，他们又重新的变成丰富起来了。
And what's the one verse that describes the people of Israel in Judges?
在一些圣经来描述以色列人在士师记的情形是什么？
I see a lot of faces that know the answer. I'll go ahead and say it for the sake of time.
很多人知道答案。
And in Israel there was no king, and the people did what was right in their own eyes.
因为当时候以色列人没有王，个人照自己眼中看为正的事情任意而行。
It's a great definition of pride.
这就是一个骄傲非常好的定义。
I'm prosperous.
我很富足。
I know how to continue to be prosperous.
我知道怎么样来继续我很富足。
I don't need God.
我不需要神。
And the fall begins.
所以那堕落就从这里开始。
And we see it even in our story about the silent years, in Malachi. It was the pride of the people that caused the Lord to be silent.
我们也知道当马拉基书以后呢，神就不说话了，这就是因为以色列人的骄傲。
But it's not just the Old Testament, we see it in our daily lives, the cycle of pride.
不只是旧约这样，在我们的生活里面，我们也看到这个骄傲的循环。
One of the most enjoyable things to do is to see a baby take its first steps.
有一件最好让我们非常喜悦的事情，就是看到婴孩他们来学走路。
Isn't it amazing how the simplest of things, when a baby does it, everyone gets excited?
虽然是很简单的事情，但是一个婴孩开始学走路的时候，大家都非常兴奋。
The minute a baby starts reaching out to take that first step, 20 phones come up to take the video.
当这个小孩在开始第一步走路的时候，有20个手机就开始来照相，来照那个录像。
The Lord wants us to walk.
是的，神愿意我们走路啊。
This is a good thing.
是一件好事。
And I love to see that baby take that first step.
我也愿意来看见这个婴孩来走第一步，跨出第一步。
And that baby takes that second step.
然后这个 baby 就开始了走第二步。
And then he looks at everybody and smiles.
他就看每一个人，然后就露出他的微笑。
And with that turn of the head and that smile, the teetering and the wobbling begins.
然后他就开始很开心的这样开，在笑的时候呢，他就走开始摇摇晃晃了。
And then they fall and hit their head.
然后就跌倒，就撞到头了。
Peril and punishment.
就是很危险，然后呢，就有一个管教或一个责罚。
And for a moment, you can see the baby thinking to themselves, "I don't think I'm ever going to try that again."
有你会看到这个 baby 呢，婴孩就想说，我再也不试了。
But in humility, they reach out to the parents.
但是在谦卑的当中呢，这个婴孩他可能伸出手来要父母抱他。
They get set up again.
父母就把他抱起来，再把他放好。
And they take that first step.
然后他就开始再试着走路。
And this time they're a little slower to smile.
这一次呢，他就不会那么一开始就很开心的笑。
There's a little touch of humility.
有一点点好像受到这个谦卑的这样一个教导。
And the walking begins.
然后就开始走了。
Until the next time they become proud.
就一直等到第二次呢，他们又开始骄傲以后。
Oh, there's so many examples of this in our life.
在我们的生活里面有许多许多这样的例子。
In school, we're devastated by the sin of pride.
在学校的里面呢，我们是在为这个犯罪造成的结果呢，很伤脑筋。
We see that pride is all around us.
因为在我们的周围有多充满着许多的骄傲。
The Lord is looking for the humble and the contrite.
神在看找寻找忧伤痛悔的心。
These are the people he's looking for, so he can return to his people.
所以这就是今天神来寻找的，所以他可以回到他儿女们当中。
I want to give you another example of how we've twisted leadership.
我再给你讲一个例子，就是说关于这个领导这件事情我们怎么样子来扭曲了。
I'm in education, as many of you know.
我是在教育界里。
And the word on the street, or what everyone talks about, is if you're going to get into a good college, you have to show leadership.
那在大家都知道的一件事情，坊间上大家都知道，就是说，如果你要进到好的学校，你必须要有领导的才能。
Every college is looking for leaders. Are you part of a club? Are you part of an organization? And are you a leader?
每一个学校在申请这些学校的学生里面，他们就看说你是不是有参加什么社团，有没有什么当领导的一种才能。
So I have students coming up to me all the time saying, I want to start a club.
所以我很多的学生来跟我讲说，我要开始一个社团。
I want to start an organization.
我要开始一个小的一个组织。
And usually I can tell pretty quickly why they want to do it.
很快的我就知道他们为什么要开始成立一个社团。
They want to pad their resume.
因为他们要让他的这个履历呢变成好看一点。
And I'm fascinated by what they think leadership is.
那我就对他们自己觉得这个领导是什么呢？我觉得这件事情非常的有趣。
You know what leadership is to most people?
你知道对很多的人来讲，这种要来领导的这种才能，他们觉得是什么呢？
It's telling people what to do.
一个领导人的人就是告诉别人你要做什么。
I'm a leader.
因为我是领导。
I'm the leader of the basketball team.
因为我来带领这个篮球队。
Hey, pick up the balls, put them over there.
把这个球捡起来放在那儿。
You stand over there.
你站在那儿。
You did this wrong.
你那个这件事情没做好。
I'm a leader.
因为我是领导。
It sounds silly, but that's exactly what it looks like.
看起来很愚蠢哈，但是事实上很多事情是这样的。
You know what a leader does?
你知道一个领导他应该做什么吗
？A leader sees that the basketballs need to be put in the closet.
如果你是一个领袖，那你看到这个球要放到这个柜子里面。
And he does it him or herself.
你自己把它捡起来放回去。
A leader runs three laps when the coach only says two.
一个有领导的能力的人。教练叫他跑两圈，他自己跑三圈。
A leader takes the blame for the loss.
如果今天什么事情做错了，那这个领导的人呢，应该说这是我的错。
A leader points to everyone else and says it's because of you that we won tonight.
那当球队赢的时候，他对每一个人说，因为是你，所以今天我们可以赢球。
Spiritually, this is who the Lord is looking for.
在属灵的上来讲呢，这是今天主要寻找的。
The humble and the contrite.
忧伤、痛悔、谦卑的灵。
He's looking for hearts that are softened.
他在寻找柔软的心。
A soft, a humble heart the Lord can speak to.
当我们有一个谦卑柔软的心，神就可以对我们说话。
The Lord is looking for hearts that are watered with the Word of God.
神在寻找一些心，他们是有被神的话语所浇灌的。
Often the condition of our heart is like rocky hard soil.
常常我们的心的情形就是一个很坚硬、充满石头的土壤。
The Lord's trying to speak to us, He's whispering to us, but it's hard in a stubborn heart.
神用微声细语对我们说话，但是我们的心非常刚硬。
But when our heart is watered by the Word of God, our heart is softened and convicted.
但是当我们的心被神的话语所滋润的时候，那这样我们的心就变成柔软，我们就会来被神的话语所光照。
Like the verses that we read, maybe this week we read a verse and it says, "Oh, the Lord is looking for the humble heart."
也许这个礼拜我们会读到一节圣经，我们就讲到神在寻找谦卑的心。
The Lord is looking for hearts that are warmed by the sun, just like warm soil.
神在寻找一个心，他可以愿意被太阳来暖和的。
Our hearts that are warmed through fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
我们与圣灵来交通，我们的心就受到激励，会被挑旺。
When I was sitting over there and Elliot mentioned Simeon and Anna, I felt a warmth in my heart.
当我坐在那里，那当弟兄在领诗的时候，那他讲到西面跟亚拿，我的里面就很温暖。
The Holy Spirit had spoken to him.
因为圣灵对他说话了。
The Holy Spirit had spoken to me.
因为圣灵对我也说话。
It's a humbling feeling knowing that it's not us that speak the word of God, but it's Him that speaks in our hearts.
这让我非常的谦卑，因为不是我能说什么，是圣灵借着我来对大家说话。
The Lord is looking for soft, fertile hearts.
神在寻找一个柔软，而且呢是肥沃的一个土壤。
Hearts that have been tilled.
这个心呢？像田一样被耕种过的。
If you've ever gone by good farmland, you see that it's been broken up, it's been softened, and you could see that the seeds will just fall and rest like on a pillow on that field that has been tilled.
如果你看过那个田是被犁过的、被耕种、被翻过的，那土壤到掉到这个种子掉到土壤里面，就像掉到枕头一样，它就可以来生长。
Do you think a field likes a big machine coming in and just turning up the dirt?
你想这个田哈，他喜不喜欢这个很大的机器来把它整个的翻过来呢
？It's painful，
是很痛苦的。
These are the dealings that are in our lives。
这就是我们生活里面遭遇到神怎样来制作我们。
Do we realize when we're sick, it's not because we sat under a fan or got too cold outside？
你知道我们生病的时候，并不是我们坐在电扇的下面，或者是外面的天气太冷。
When we get sick, it's the Lord saying, "I'm trying to."Talk to you.
当我们生病的时候，也许主就借着对说，我要对你说话。
When we have that rude coworker, it's not because that coworker is just rude. It's because the Lord has allowed that person to be there to till our hearts.
也许我们碰到一个很无理、很粗暴的一个同事，并不是因为他是这样，而是神允许他在生活的里面来耕种我们心田。
Anytime you feel dealt with, when you feel pain in your life, you can come back and say, Lord, what are you trying to show me?
当我们生活上遇见一些困难，非常的痛苦的时候，我们要来跟主说，主，你要告诉我，要教导我什么？
Sometimes a field needs to be left fallow.
有时候我们这些感觉，我们会觉得，
It needs to be ignored for a season.
Yeah, 也许我们这个一个要让这个耕种呢暂停一年。
It's one of the hardest things for a farmer to do is to look at all his field and know that he should leave one third of it empty.
Yeah, 对农夫来讲这也是很不容易的。他也许要把三分之一的土地呢让他在那边休息，不需要做什么。
But that field needs a season to recuperate, to be renourished, to gain the nourishment it needs to have a better crop.
因为那块土地呢，它需要休息，它需要一段时间来恢复，所以呢，以后才可以出产更多的食物。
But a good farmer knows that it needs to be left alone.
那一个好的农夫知道说哪些土地呢需要来休息。
a bad farmer is going to say, oh, I could have one-third more produce.
但是一个不好的农夫呢，他就不愿意让土地休息。他说，我可以有三分之一更多的出产，不是更好吗？
What does that mean for us spiritually?
在属灵上，这对我们是什么意思呢？
Sometimes we're going to have those quiet times.
有时候我们需要有安静的时间。
Sometimes we'll have those empty times.
有时候我们需要好像有一段时间，我们好像不做什么。
Lord's just dealing with us personally.
神在对付我们。
Maybe you feel like the brothers and sisters haven't given you a place to serve.
也许你觉得在聚会里面，弟兄姐妹没有给你什么机会来服事。
Maybe you feel slighted.
也许你会觉得好像被忽略了。
That's the Lord saying, set yourself aside for a while.
那这就是主对你说，你让自己能够安静一段时间。
Let me share with you. Let me speak to you.
让你安静，所以我可以对你说话。
You look at any quote unquote great man of God who's had great mission work and greatness out of his mission work, you'll find that there was a time of fallowness, a time where they were set aside.
如果你读历史，有很多的伟大的宣教士或神所重用的仆人，他们都有一段时间好像神把他们放在一边，让他们有一段好像休耕的一个时期。
So back to our story, when the Lord came the first time, he was able to come to people who had those soft hearts, those dealt with hearts.
所以回到我们的故事，神主耶稣第一次来的时候，他在寻找心里面柔和谦卑的人。
In the Gospels, we see three types of people used by God.
在福音书的里面，我们看见神用三种人。
We see those who were used to announce the coming of the Lord.
神用一些人来宣告主耶稣要来。
And we'll talk about those who were called to announce the coming of the Christ.
我们等一下会说哪些人是来宣告。
We see there are those who were used to make a home.For the Christ.
我们看到有些人他们来预备主有一个地方有个家。
And then thirdly, we see a group that were used to follow and serve with the Christ.
我们也看到主来得着一批人是他们可以来跟随来侍奉主耶稣的。
As we look at this, I want us to see that there's a modern day, present day picture here.
当我们来看这些故事的时候，我也希望你来想想今天在我们当中也是有这样的情形。
Many of us in here want to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
在座的有许多人愿意来传福音，来分享这个好消息。
I think on December 21st we're going to have a gospel meeting.
是的，在12月21号我们有福音聚会。
Several of you are thinking of a coworker right now that you might want to share the good news with this week.
是的，我们也许有许多人想说这个礼拜我跟哪些同事传福音。
You might have a classmate that you want to share the good news.
或者你有哪些同学你会来跟他们分享福音。
You can only do so if you are a humble vessel.
你只有你成为一个谦卑的器皿，你才能够来这样来服事。
True power of preaching the gospel comes from a humble vessel.
真是这样，能够来宣扬福音的大能是要从一个谦卑的器皿开始的。
Many of you have a thought right now, it would be wonderful for the Lord to return. I want to usher in the return of the Lord.
我们当中有许多人觉得主能够回来，我能够让主能够回来是何等一件美好的事。
And there are those of you that say, I want to serve and rule and reign with Christ in eternity.
那很多人会觉得说，我愿意与基督在永远的里面一起作王掌权。
The Lord is saying right now,I want you to.
主对你说，微声的说，我也愿意你这样。
He's whispering it though.
他对你来发出那个微声的呼唤。
And he wants us to humble our hearts so that we can hear him.
所以他愿意来让我们心谦卑，所以我们可以听见他的声音。
So who were those that were used to announce the first coming of Christ?
所以对主耶稣第一次来的时候，哪些人是来宣告说主要来的呢？
I've touched upon this sister before, but I want to mention her again, and that is Elizabeth, who gave birth to John the Baptist.
那我刚才说过，就是以利沙伯是来是施洗约翰的母亲。
You know why she could bear the messenger of Christ? Because she was humble.
你知道她为什么可以成为这个主这个施洗约翰的一个母亲呢？因为她是谦卑的。
She was humble because she could not have children.
她被 她是谦卑的，因为她以前是不能生育的。
She was barren.
她不能生育。
Barrenness is a tough dealing.
对于一个妇女来说，不能生育是非常难的一件事情。
But some of us feel barren at work.
但是有些我们在座的人会觉得我们工作上好像也是很没有成就的。
This world today is quite barren with the amount of depression.
在今天这个世界里面有许多的忧郁症，就像是很多很荒凉的情形。
But Elizabeth recognized no life is coming from me.
但是伊丽莎伯她认识到说她从自己里面不能够产生生命。
But despite that, she trusted the Lord.
虽然是这样，但是她仍然信靠神。
She prayed for the Lord's coming.
她为着主的来到来祷告。
And the Lord brought life to her womb.
所以神就让她的腹里面，她可以再重新的有生命。
And said, "Your child will be a messenger of God."
所以她就讲到说，你的孩子要成为主耶稣的先锋。
Is that what we want for our children?
我们是不是也愿意我们的孩子是这样呢？
Mothers and fathers out there, do your children know that the only thing you want for them is that they would be a messenger of God?
如果对父母来说，我们常常愿意我们的孩子成为神的使者。
They should be able to answer that question in a second.
那他们应该一秒钟就可以回答这个问题。
But what's the usual answer?
但是我们通常的答案是什么呢？
My parents just want me to have a good job so I can support myself.
我的父母只是要我得到一个好的工作，所以我可以来养活自己。
And better yet, support my parents when they're old.
更好一件事情，不止养活我自己，当我父母老的时候，我可以来养活他们。
The Lord will take care of that.
是的，神会来照顾这些。
But may they be a lover of Christ first and foremost.
但是他愿意我们每个人，愿意我们的儿女都成为爱神的人。
Elizabeth's husband Zechariah was a humbled man.
伊丽莎伯 的丈夫撒加利亚也是一个谦卑的人。
He was a priest. Zechariah was a priest who, very late in life, finally got to exercise his priesthood.
撒加利亚是祭司，但是他在年老的时候，他可以来尽祭司的职分。
And even then, he did it all wrong.
虽然是这样，但他开始的时候，他做的事情都错了。
The angel Gabriel messed it all up.
好像那加百列天使好像把这些事情都搞砸了。
Do you ever feel like God comes in and messes up your work at work?
有时候你会觉得说，哎呀，神，你为什么这样？好像把我的事情、把我的工作都给搞砸了呢
？Messes up the dream that you have for your family.
我对我的家庭有一个美梦，但是好像事情就搞砸了呢
？If the Lord does that, you are blessed.
如果神是这样做，你是蒙福的。
May He come down and mess with us at work, mess with us at home, so that we can hear from Him.
但愿主来在家里面或者工作上来让我们遭遇到一些难处，所以我们可以听见他的声音。
Zechariah became a mockery.
撒加利亚被人家嘲笑。
Remember, he was struck dumb. He couldn't speak.
因为神让他不说话，让他变成哑巴，他不能说话。
May that happen to us at work.
愿意神也这样让我们在生活在工作上经历这些。
Where at work does the best gossip happen?
在这个工作的时候，常常有许多的这传流言，这些大家在讲闲话。
Where at school does the best gossip happen?
那在家庭在学校里面，那个闲话是怎样发生呢
？You know, in the olden days, you used to have to go to the break room, or it's called a water cooler. You'd go get water, and then you'd hear the gossip of the office.
以前的时代，我们要到那个饮水机的地方，大家拿水，然后在那边讲闲话。
At schools, it's in the locker room or the bathroom. You hear all the gossip.
Yeah, 如果在学校里面呢，你就要到那个你放柜子放你东西的地方，你就听见所有的闲话。
Now we're so advanced, we don't even have to get off our desk. We can just text the gossip and receive it on our phone.
Yeah, 我们非常先进哈，所以我们不需要到某定的特定地方。你只要把手机拿来呢，然后你传一些简讯，大家可以来讲闲话。
You know how you can tell someone who's been dealt with by God?
你知道你怎么样可以来分辨有些人是被神所对付过的呢
？They're dumb.
他不说话，他们像哑巴一样。
They don't have anything to add to the gossip.
他没有什么东西可以来增加这些闲话，他不需要加上自己的什么。
They don't have anything to say about the politics at work.
在 在工作的地方的一些政治的事情，他们也不说话。
They don't have anything to say when all the girls are picking on another girl.
他们当有些女孩来
bullying，
呀、yeah, uh-huh. ，来霸凌一些人的时候呢，他们也不怎么说，不再加上什么。
All of a sudden, those group me's and those chats, it's like the person just starts to disappear.
好像如果在这些团体的这些谈话的里面，有些人他们就不出声，好像这个人已经消失了。
Because they've been made dumb by Christ.
因为是基督让他成为哑巴。
They can't speak.
他不能够来讲这些闲话。
They're convicted in their hearts.
他心里面被光照。
They love the Lord so much they only want to share good things, loving things, encouraging things.
他们非常的爱主，所以他们只是愿意来交通分享这些鼓励人的话。
That's what happened to Zechariah.
这就是撒迦利亚他发生的事情。
The first thing he could say after his dumbness was, "His name is John."
当撒迦利亚变成哑巴以后呢，他第一个说能够说的就是说。这个人的名字要叫约翰
，meaning God is grace, He's grace and grace alone.
因为这件意思就是说神是恩典，而且只有恩典。
And so John was raised in a very humble position.
所以使徒约翰他就这样被养育长大
，laughed at by all his potential classmates.
那对于他所有的同学来讲呢，他被嘲笑。
Why? Because he was set aside.To be a messenger of the coming of Christ.
因为他被分别成为要来宣告主来之前的这个使者。
I hope every one of you middle schoolers someday can come home and say to your parents, I was laughed at and teased today.
我希望在座每一个中学回家的时候可以告诉父母说，今天我在学校被人家嘲笑。
And when your parents ask you why, you can say, because I shared the gospel.
然后呢父母问说为什么被嘲笑你说因为我来分享福音
Because I prayed before I ate
因为我吃饭之前我祷告所以人家笑我
Because the love of Christ was so coming forth I had to go to the other person who was being teased and I said everyone leave him alone and I loved the unlovely
因为神的爱感动我所以我来爱这些被人家嘲笑大家所不喜欢的人我去跟他们做朋友
Is that our story at school?
这是我们在学校里面的故事吗
Or do we have FOMO? Fear of missing out.
或者是我们怕被人家不接纳，所以我们愿意来进到这每一个群的里面。
Well, if the cool kids are teasing this person, I better just put a little tease in too.
啊，那个在学校里面很受欢迎的人来嘲笑一个人，所以我也跟他一起嘲笑这个人。
John was set apart.
但是使徒约翰是被分别的。
It was humbling.
这是一个他学谦卑的功课。
It was probably painful.
对使徒约翰来讲，也许是非常的痛。
But he was able to announce the coming of the king.
但是就因为这样，所以他可以来宣告这个要来的这个君王。
We just read the story of Simeon.
我们看读过西面的故事。
Now Simeon was an old man.
西面是一个年纪很大的人。
You know what he spent his days doing?
你知道他每天做什么吗
？Coming to the temple, saying the Christ is coming, the Christ is coming.
他每一天到进到圣殿里面来说，基督要再来，基督要再来。
And the next day when he showed up in the temple, you know what he said? The Christ is coming, the Christ is coming.
那第二天再回到圣殿里面，他还是在宣告说，这个弥赛亚要来。
And the third day, and the fourth day, and year after year, he did the same thing.
第二天、第三天，每一年他都这样说。
And everyone began looking at him. Hey, Simeon, is Christ coming?
那每一个人就对着西面说：“哎，那个基督要来了吗
？”And he says, "You know it too."
他说：“哦，你也知道吗
？”They're laughing at him.
因为他们在嘲笑他。
This man's crazy.
啊，这个人是很疯狂的人。
He's senile.
啊，他已经年纪很大，他已经老年痴呆了。
You know, I've learned over the years.One of the greatest compliments a minister of the word can get is this. You know, he shares the same thing every time he shares.
你知道，成为传讲信息的人，一个很大很好的一个称扬的是说，他每一次都是讲一样的事。
Often that's the case.
常常是这样的。
I don't want to I do want to mention, many of you have heard Brother Kong recently.
有许多的人最近听到江守道弟兄的信息。
He's over 100 years old.
他超过100岁了。
If you've heard him in the past couple of years, you've probably said to yourself, he's getting awfully old.
如果你听过他讲话，他你会讲说，哎呀，他真的是很老了。
I think he told the same story twice in the same message.
他有时候甚至在同一个信息里面讲同样的故事讲了两次。
Maybe he's getting a little old.
也许呢，他有点点老化了。
But you know what his message is?
你知道他的信息是什么吗？
Be ready.
要准备好。
Be ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
要为着主耶稣再回来，你自己要准备好。
So this old man keeps repeating himself.
这年长的弟兄他一直重复这件事。
Is it because he's too old?
是因为他太老了吗？
No, it's because we're not ready.
不是的，是因为我们还没准备好。
He could say the same story 5 times in a message.
是的，他可以在一篇信息里面讲同样的故事讲五次。
And it wouldn't hurt any of us.
但他不会来让我们受伤。
And this where Simeon was.
那西面就是这样。
Laughed at for saying the same thing.
他说一样的事情，一直讲基督要再来，他被人嘲笑。
But guess what? He was there in the temple.
但是你知道吗？他就是在圣殿里面。
And when Jesus Christ was brought in, he was able to hold him, personally touch him, and say, "This is the Christ."
但是当主耶稣被他父母带到圣殿的里面，他就可以来抱着主耶稣说，这就是这个基督。
And there was one woman who would listen to him over and over again. And her name was Anna.
那还有一位女子，她也是这样一次再一次的听见这件西面说的话。
If there was ever a woman that could have been bitter, it could have been Anna.
若有一个妇女她可以很愁苦的话，那就是亚拿。
Her whole young life as a child, she probably wanted to get married.
那她年轻的时候，她很想要结婚。
She gets married.
是的，她出嫁。
She's ready to live this wonderful married life.
她准备要来过一个很美好的婚姻生活。
And then within 7 years, her husband's dead.
那七年以后，那她的丈夫就死了。
She could have been crushed.
她可以被这件事情所摧毁。
That tilling of her heart could have destroyed her.
那神在她心里面这样的一个耕种，可以来毁灭她。
But she was able to say to God, "You took my husband, now you are my husband."
但她可以跟神说，你把我的丈夫拿走了，那现在主，你就是我的丈夫。
And she served and prophesied in the temple, decade after decade. After decade, after decade, after decade, after decade, after decade. There was no accident that they said the 84 years in there.
他就是年复一年，年复一年的在那边说预言，说了多少年呢？84岁了，他到84岁了。
That's how consumed she was with the Christ.
那这就是他怎样子啊，来被神，被基督所得着。
And she got to see the Christ.
他因为这样子渴慕基督，所以他可以见着基督。
Do you see how that applies to us? Do we want to be an Elizabeth today?
那你知道怎么样应用在我们生活上吗？我们今天愿意成为伊丽莎伯吗？
Do we want to be a John today?
我们愿意成为约翰吗？
A Simeon?
我们成为西面吗？
It may cost us our reputation.
他会来让我们的名誉也许遭受到损失。
But they got to announce and see the Christ.
但他们可以成为宣告主耶稣来的人。
And as Elliot mentioned, there were those who were able to make a home for the Christ, make a place for him to feel comfortable.
像 Elliot 弟兄刚才说的，有一些人呢，他可以让主耶稣来到地上，好像有一个家，让他可以有一个地方，他可以来在那边可以来休息。
Mary, the mother of Jesus, is the most obvious.
玛利亚就是主耶稣的母亲，是最明显的例子。
I don't want to make anyone nervous in here, but she was about the age of the first two rows here.
我不要让许多人里面很
made him nervous.
因为他就像在座的很多的这个中学生的年纪，那时候玛利亚就是这样的年纪。
The marrying age back in the early New Testament, the Old Testament, was much younger than today. So
你知道在新约的时候，那他们结婚的年纪是比现在要小很多。
But she was in her early teens.
她只是在她十几岁的时候。
Betrothed to Joseph.
已经许配给约瑟。
Who had the profession of being a carpenter.
那她是做木匠的。
it looked like things were going to be just fine for her.
对玛利亚来讲，事情好像这样也不错啊。
And the angel came down and says, "You are going to bear the Christ."
然后天使对她显现说，你要怀孕来，来，有圣灵感动在你的里面。
Now her first reaction was no.
她第一个反应是不要。
And some people would say, well, because she was worried about her future, she was worried about Joseph, she was worried about a lot of things. But her first reaction was no, because of humility.
她第一个反应是，哦，我不要这样。为什么呢？因为，这样子会让她很没有面子。
She did not think she was worthy.
她是有一个谦卑的心，她不觉得说她配。
And that's why God had to say, it has to be you.
因为她这样谦卑，所以神对她说，就是你。
Can you imagine the scorn placed upon her?
你可以来想象说，当这样事情发生，人家怎么嘲笑她吗？
Most of you middle schoolers saw this in fifth grade, the movie, The Nativity Story.
Yeah. 那你们五年级的时候可能都看过这个主耶稣降生的故事，这个电影。
She had a baby out of wedlock. She had a baby way too early.
Yeah, 她因为玛利亚，她很早她就应该比她想应该要有的时间更早就生孩子。
Now that's not going to happen to any of us.
那在我们当中不会发生在我们身上。
But you know why at work and at school we don't tell people that we're Christian? Because we're embarrassed.
因为在学校里面我们不敢告诉别人说我是基督徒，因为我们觉得里面会被人家嘲笑。
Or we're concerned that we'll be the middle of the gossip that happens.
我被人家好像来说闲话。
Mary sacrificed her future in order to bear the Christ.
玛利亚为她牺牲她以后的将来，为着能够怀孕，能够有基督，能够成为基督的母亲。
Her whole life was given to nurture the Christ.
她的一生，玛利亚的一生，就为着能够来养育耶稣而付上代价。
She made that decision. My life is for Christ and Christ alone.
她就做了这样的决定，我的一生是只为着基督。
And I want us to think about the summary of her life.
我希望大家能够来思想她的一生的总结。
She was there when Jesus was born.
主耶稣降生的时候她在那里。
She was there when he was nurtured.
主耶稣她在乳养主耶稣的时候她在那里。
She was there when he was ministering about the Father.
那主耶稣来传讲他天父的信息的时候，玛利亚在那里。
She was there when he was persecuted.
当主耶稣被逼迫的时候，玛利亚在那里。
She was there when he was crucified.
当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，玛利亚在那里。
She was there when he came in resurrection.
当主耶稣复活的时候，玛利亚也在那里。
And what a lot of people don't know, she was there when the church was born.
很多人不知道了，当教会诞生的时候，玛利亚也在那里。
She saw it all.
她看见这一切。
Nothing more to see.
没有比这更多的她能够看见的。
All she had to say is, "My womb, my life is yours."
她只要跟主说，我的身体，我的全身都是为着你的。
She turned it over to the Holy Spirit.
她来把自己让给圣灵。
My life is not my own.
我的生命不是为我自己的。
Many of you are going to have Christmas parties this season at school or at work.
有许多人在今年会有这个圣诞节的晚会，也许在家里在学校或者在工作的场合。
You're going to have Christmas songs playing in the malls.
那有圣诞节的音乐会在购物中心来放。
I challenge you to think about the Christ.
我来跟你挑战，请你在这些当中来想到基督。
And how he was able to be born, raised, and nurtured by a woman who gave herself to Christ.
那基督是怎样子来被这位妇女，就是玛利亚，她把自己交给神，然后被她来养育长大的。
And are we willing to make that sacrifice?
我们是不是也愿意有这样的牺牲呢？
Or are we too proud?
或者是我们太骄傲了？
There's so many more characters we could talk about.
有许多许多的人物我们可以来分享。
I love Joseph.
我很喜欢约瑟。
God spoke to Joseph.
神对于玛利亚的丈夫约瑟也说话。
Take the family to Egypt. Avoid being slaughtered.
把这个家庭带到埃及，所以你们可以避免被杀。
He obeyed and he did it.
他就顺服了，他就这样做了。
He taught Jesus how to be the Son of Man.
他来教导耶稣怎样来成为人子。
This is how you get a job.
你怎样来做一个工作。
This is how you work.
你怎样来工来做事。
And then what happened to Joseph?
约瑟怎么发生了什么事呢？
We have no idea.
我们不太晓得。
He was a hidden one.
因为他是隐藏的。
We don't know what happened to Joseph.
我们不太晓得约瑟后来发生了什么事。
We know he was key in Jesus' early life.
我们知道在主耶稣童年的时候他是很关键的。
We know he trained Jesus in carpentry.
我们知道那他也教导主耶稣手艺。
If any of you ever feel that you're hidden, praise the Lord.
如果在座的有些人他觉得你是被隐藏好像大家都不知道赞美主
Be willing to be hidden
愿意来被隐藏
Then there were those characters that were used to follow and serve the Lord
那还有一些人呢他们主来让他们来跟随主来侍奉主
Now these we know their story
我们知道他们的故事
Peter was tired of fishing
彼得他这个 做渔夫做厌倦了
It brought no joy.
因为这再没有喜乐。
It brought no peace.
让他也没有平安。
My Christmas wish and New Year's wish for all of you in here is I hope you despise your job.
我对于这个新年或者是圣诞节的心愿是什么呢？就是我希望你不喜欢你的工作。
I hope it's boring.
我希望你这工作很乏味。
I hope it's surrounded by stress.
我希望你的工作有很多的压力。
I hope that...It's painful.
很痛苦。
It's boring and drudgery.
让你觉得很难受，每天要去上班。
So that you, like Peter, can come out of that boat and follow Jesus.
也许你就可以像彼得一样，可以离开你的船来跟随耶稣。
What's fun about Peter is the Lord says, "Peter, get out of the boat."
很有意思的是，彼得对神对彼得说：“你来。”不要从你的船上离开。
And Peter was probably saying, "Yes, no more fishing the rest of my days."
也许彼得说，哦，那这样以后我就不打鱼了。
And the next thing he says, "Peter, get in the boat."
其实不是这样，主耶稣对彼得说，你上船。
Oh, I thought you were going to take me out of this.
那彼得也许说，啊，主耶稣，我以为你不要叫我打鱼了。
But now Jesus was in the boat with him.
但是跟以前不一样的，就他以后打鱼呢是有主耶稣跟他在船上。
And suddenly that stressful job isn't stressful anymore because you have the Lord Jesus in your heart.
突然呢，你就发现说，原来很有压力的工作，因为主耶稣同在，就没有那么大的压力了。
School isn't so painful because you have Jesus in your heart.
那学校来讲，因为主在你的身体里面，就变得不是那么难了。
James and John, they didn't give up right away. They were trying to fix their job.
雅各跟约翰呢，他并不是说完全一下就放弃他们的工作，他们想要修补。
We see James and John mending their nets.
因为我们看见雅各跟约翰呢，他们是补网的。
They're trying to fix the stress at work.
他们想要来把这个工作里面的压力把它做调整，做得好一点。
They're trying to fix the problems at school.
他想要在学校里面呢，把这个问题解决。
But then the Lord says, "Leave and follow me."
但是主耶稣说，你来跟从我吧。
Matthew the tax collector had to leave his work.
马太这个税吏他也需要离开他的工作。
He had fallen into earthly traps.
他好像本来是在这个世界的网罗里面。
And I just want to say something about that here at the end.
我希望最后我也希望说几句话。
One of our biggest areas of pride in our lives is we don't think we'll fall for earthly and worldly traps.
有个很大的一个骄傲，就是我们自己不觉得说我们陷在世界的网罗里。
And remember, I'm pointing to myself here.
记得我是指着我自己说的。
But there are many of you out there right now, myself included, that are worried about our next paycheck.
有许多的人都担心说我下一个支票，就是我工作的那个薪水。
We're worried about tax seasons, which are right around the corner.
我们也要担心要付税。
We're worried about the political.Situation.
我们也担心这些国家政治的问题。
We're involved in vices, sinful vices of addiction.
Yeah, 我们也有些人他甚至在罪恶的这种捆绑的里面，那有上瘾。
We've fallen into the worldly trap of belittling our spouse.
我们也陷入这个世界的网罗，就是 看不起我们的配偶。
So many vices, so many worldly traps.
有很多仇敌的诡计，有很多世界的陷阱。
Busy taking from the world, just as Matthew did.
好像一直要想从世界上得着什么，就像马太一样。
But he left that.
但是马太放弃了，离开了这些。
And Matthew became a giver instead of a taker.
所以马太呢，他就成为一个可以给别人的人，而不是说从别人身上拿来的人。
Have you ever thought about having a conversation with your boss about your salary?
有没有你想到跟你的老板谈薪水的事呢？
You know, Mr. Boss, you just give me enough to get by. Whatever is good for you. If you need to hold back a little bit this year, that's fine with me.
你说那随便你啦，你要给我多少薪水都没有关系。如果是需要今天不给我，今年不给我加薪也没有关系。
Be careful, he may take you up on that offer.
要小心哦，因为他可能就会这样做。
But are you willing to say, because the Lord Jesus has always taken care of me?
但是你会讲说，因为主耶稣基督他永远会来帮助我的。
And who needs money when the Lord is whispering that he's coming soon?
谁需要更多的钱呢？当主耶稣对你的耳朵说他就快来了。
The easiest thing for the Lord to do is to take care of our daily needs.
最简单的事情主耶稣能够做就是让我帮他带我们过每天的生活。
But only humble and contrite hearts will see that.
但只有一个谦卑而且是一个忧伤痛悔的心可以来看见。
Brothers and sisters, we must be humble and contrite.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要谦卑，而且要忧伤痛悔的心。
No one in here wants to be told they're proud.
没有一个人在座的愿意来听见说你是骄傲的。
You wouldn't be human.
如果是这样，那你就不是人。
But let's be very clear. We are a proud people.
但是我们要很清楚的知道说我们本来就是很骄傲的人。
But the Lord wants to break that cycle.
但是神愿意来打破这个循环。
We've mentioned all these great men of the scripture and women.
我们来刚才讲到在圣经里面许多伟大的人。
But who did Jesus spend most of his time with?
但是主耶稣花最多的时间在哪里呢？
The sick, the lame, the hurt.
主耶稣最多的时间是跟生病的、瘸腿的、受伤的人在一起。
Are we able to say this morning, Lord, I am lame?
你愿意早晨对主耶稣说：“主啊，我是瘸腿的吗
？”Lord, I'm sick.
主啊，我是生病的吗
？I need you, Lord.
我需要你。
We need you, Lord.
主，我们需要你。
We need to humble our hearts.
愿你来让我的心来降卑。
And then that whisper becomes a little louder.
主的那个微声就会变得更清楚了。
The Lord will say a little louder to your voice, "I'm coming."
主耶稣对更说大声一点，对我们的心说话，说我要再来。
And then we like Simeon can say he's coming.
我们就可以像西面这样讲说，主神要来了。
And then another saint says I heard he's coming.
另外一位圣徒也会说，我听见主对我说他要来了。
And that is our rightful position in the presence of our Lord Jesus.
那这就是我们在主耶稣同在的里面我们该有的情形。
That's why we're here to usher in our King.
是的，我们在这里要来带进。我们的王再来。
If the clouds could be pulled back just ever so slightly, we would see the cusp of his return.
如果那个天上的云彩可以稍微移开一点，我们就可以看见主就快来的那个征兆。
We are not waiting for him.
常常我们是没有在等候他来。
He's waiting for us.
而是他在等候我们。
Good soil.
他在等一个好的土。
Humble soil.
一个谦卑的土壤。
That his feet could come down and plant himself as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以他可以再来，来成为万王之王，万主之主。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to be those that preach the good news of the Christ.
亲爱的天父，我们愿意成为这些人，可以来宣讲这个福音。
Lord, we want to be those that usher in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们愿意成为一些人，能够带进。万王之王，万主之主的再来。
Lord, we want to come into this position of ruling and reigning with you.
我们愿意与你一同做王掌权。
But this only happens with a humble and a servant attitude.
主啊，我们知道只有我们谦卑我们自己，我们愿意来服侍，这些才能够成就。
Lord, we're thankful that you were that example.
主，我们感谢你，你就是这个最好的例子。
Lord, we cannot break this cycle of pride.
哦，主啊，我们不能够来打碎这个 骄傲的循环。
But the life of Christ can.
但是基督的生命可以。
Lord, show us that we're proud.
哦，你来显明我们自己是骄傲的。
Lord, show us that we're only interested in the things of this world and the things that of ourselves.
我们常常都是只是对我们自己的事情或者世界上事情有兴趣。
Cause us to repent.
让我们能够悔改。
Lord, we want to say as David did, we are the man.
我们愿意像大卫这样说，我就是那人。
We are those sinners.
我就是那个罪人。
But by your grace and by your forgiveness, our hearts can be made softened.
但是靠着你的恩典，靠着你的赦免，我们的心可以柔软。
And we can pave the way for our Lord Jesus.
我们可以来为着主耶稣再来，能够来预备。
Glory, hallelujah.
荣耀，哈利路亚。
Our King is coming soon.
我们的王就快再来。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢谢你，主耶稣。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，靠主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord that today we can hear His voice as He speaks to us.
告诉我们什么是他所喜悦的。
And that He speaks that which pleases Him.
下面让我们来。